Tyrone Frampton, det vill säga Slow Tie, har personligen lockat mitt intresse, och hans andra album Tyrone är en skatt inom musikvärlden 2021. Mot slutet av 2020 så får jag även ha en liten diskussion med mannen. Vi diskuterar över Zoom och jag ser honom enbart från pannan uppåt. Med jämna mellanrum så puffar ett tjockt rökmoln nerifrån. Slow Tie är på bra humör och väldigt rolig att prata med. Fick jobba en hel del med ljudkvaliteten så att vi fick reda på vad han sa det dock.
Hello, hello. This is Chell from Helsinki, Finland.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing good, I'm doing good. I can hear you quite weakly, but...
Wait, can you hear me better now?
A little bit, yeah, but I mean...
I just want to project my voice a bit more, I'm sorry.
You've probably been, like, talking all day, right?
Yeah, no, not so, like, literally, you're the second one today. Today I've just been, just went to the doctors and I've got to go for an x-ray and shit, yeah, so just that, man, just normal shit. How are you?
All right. I mean, you've been to the doctors, are you all right?
Yeah, no, I've just always had this problem on my shoulder, man, so now I'm trying to be all physically and prepared for life, you know, I don't know, so I'm just getting it all sorted out, man.
You are a really impressive and physical performer on stage. Gigs haven't really been possible for anyone during the last 7-8 months. How have you been keeping yourself, like, physically in shape?
Well, I mean, at first I lost myself. I started putting on weight, I got quite chubby, and then everyone else, I suppose, and then I've been kickboxing, I've been playing football, and then recently I've just started motocross again, so just active in any way I can, man, trying to just get my energy out, I suppose.
Before going to the forthcoming album, I just want to meet, because one of the best album, one of my favorite album titles from the past 10 years is probably Nothing Great About Britain. Despite the fact that I really love the UK, I go there all the time and have a bunch of friends all over the country, so I don't know if I can agree with that totally, but is it still accurate? There's Nothing Great About Britain. Would you still agree that that is a spot-on title, according to you?
Yeah, I feel like, especially right now, or what's been going on in the last couple years, I feel like it's definitely it captured the moment, captured the time and the essence of what's going on. So, I don't know. There's that. I'm just asking, it's a rhetorical question, the title, isn't it? So it's like, you decide what's great for you. It's about you finding, like, all these things, the history of the country isn't what it's cracked up to be, but the people and the community and the family and all that stuff is. So it's about you finding what's important and me finding what was important to me.
Mm. So, yeah. We're like 24 hours from one of the biggest presidential elections probably ever. How much do you follow the situation across the pond?
Well, like, I hear a lot of it through my friends that are over there and living it. But we've got, like, personally, we've got our own problems here. So I've been paying attention to it, but either way, I feel they're fucked, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, there isn't really a positive coming from... It's a double negative, man. So, you know what I mean? I don't think they're going to be in a good position, but at least it gets... Hopefully, it's got people engaging and more people voting than usual. And I hope the youth, especially in the United States, they are pushing for what they believe.
Now you're doing a bunch of press and promo all around the world instead of traveling and, like, for instance, sitting in a sofa here in Helsinki. You're doing these Zoom interviews, and of course, you know, you have an album coming up, and it seems like it's really... I mean, I had the chance to enjoy the preview that you gave us 2 weeks ago. That was really interesting. Thank you for that. And I mean, you really spill your guts out. You really bleed blood from your heart on paper and record it. And you really like, you're not just like an everyday I got diamonds and bitches kind of rapper. I mean, you really got important things to say. Can it be painful sometimes? Because when you write these songs and then you have nosy reporters who want to dig even deeper, and then you're just like, damn, I wish I just wrote a song about driving a car.
Yeah, but I don't know, man. Then I wouldn't be venting now. It wouldn't be like my therapy to make me feel better, I suppose. So, and I suppose it's one of them. It definitely, like, at this point in time, sometimes you're just in the, it's like a stream of consciousness. So it's all just coming out. But then after, when you take it in and you like it becomes apparent how you're really feeling, because sometimes your subconscious will tell you ways of explaining things that you can't like articulate it, but you know what you're feeling. But then putting it into song form, I feel like it clarifies for me. And I don't know, man, like people digging into it, or it just means that they're interested in it. So they either feel some kind of, they relate to it in some kind of way, or they just want to know. So I suppose it helps me further. At the same time, when you're dragging yourself through the shit, you feel like, oh man, like I'm past this moment now. I want to move on, but I don't know. I think it's important as well for people to have their own, like, I want people to draw their own conclusion from what it means. So it's like what it means to them rather than what it means to me, because I made the album, and it's like when I put it all together, that's my, be it the close for me, that close of that chapter, the ending of that chapter. And then, like, I want it to be its own thing. Once it's out in the world, it becomes its own, like, it's like a baby, it's like my child. So once it's free, you gotta let it spread its wings and go to where it goes, man.
Den glada slutajan erkänner att han låg lite på latsidan när lockdownen började. Han skrattade av sig själv, han sa att han lade på lite kilon, och han var nu lat och gjorde inte så mycket. Men sen senare så tog han sig kragen, och sen blev det en hel del fotis och motocross och allt möjligt sånt. Hålla sig aktiv helt enkelt. Slutaj, han har riktigt innehåll i sina låtar. Det handlar inte bara liksom om brudar och öl och bilar och sånt här. Man går in i många låtar mycket på djupet. Jag frågar att hur känns det då sen när en sån här nyfikna redaktör börjar gräva i ämnet och liksom gräva upp sådär, vad betyder det här, vad betyder det här, vad betyder det här? Men det är nu helt enkelt något man får ta. Om man är en artist, ingen skillnad, man är ett rockband eller en rappare eller man gör slager, så om man en gång släpper musik som man själv har skrivit, om man skriver ärligt, Så det är lite så där som att när man släpper det, så är det lite som där ens egna låt skulle få vingar och flyga iväg. Att man äger inte det själv mer. Då lägger man det på display åt världen.
Has there ever been any topic, for instance, for the new album, or in the past, or any song that you've started writing about a topic, and then you've noticed, like, in the middle of the process that, like, no, you're not ready to write about this yet? Has that ever happened?
Yeah, there's that one song. There's that, I think, probably like three songs. There's one song that definitely it halted me, and I got to a point where I was like, this is all I can say. On this record, there's a song called WOT. Mm-hmm. It's got like three different names, and I've been changing them. So it's like I'm trying to figure. But it's called WOT. And, it's 47. So that one, because of the significance around it, that perhaps felt like that was all that needed to be said, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't need to say anything else. Where it was a song that could have become a lot longer, because it's only 47, 48 seconds long.
Mm.
So, but then there's another one I've got with James Blake that it's the first song to bring me to tears while like writing it. So I suppose that one's the one.
Is that the one about your brother?
No, that's not the one about my brother.
Okay.
The one about my brother, I felt like relief getting it off my chest. I hated listening to it because it felt too personal. But I didn't have to stop because I had so much to say, you know what I mean? But with this new one, a newish one, it kind of just felt like, yeah, like I summarized everything I needed to say. And how I was feeling, be it that I was feeling depressed and I felt like I am the rain cloud above my own head, or the rain cloud around other people, that I need like them to feel shit, to feel good. That kind of thing.
What kind of feedback means the most for you? Because I bet people reach out to you a lot because of the content in your music. What kind of feedback means the most to you personally?
I don't know. When people generally like say someone will have a lyric from 2 minutes, or like they've dissected it fully to the point of like, I don't know, but anything where anyone's connected with it, that's like the best feeling. Like, even for people to have a negative opinion of something, it feels good because at least it's something that creates opinions, you know? But I think when people really dissect stuff and get into it and they want to know, they've got to know what it means. And like, that's the best, because you just know that it really means something to them, like, and they're itching to get it off their chest. But anything, man, I think I'll see everything. There's not like a point I don't pay attention. I find it hard to respond to people because, like, I don't know. It's just there's so many people to respond to that I feel guilty if I respond to one and not respond to the other. I pay attention to what people say and I take it on board. And if it's not clarified what it means, I would like to clarify it. But at the same time, I like people just having their own interpretation of stuff.
There's a song also called Cancelled. Could you open up a bit what is the content in this song?
The content in this song is basically fuck cancel culture. And fuck this, like, it's like basically saying, fuck you, man. Like, people, this is the thing, you could do a world of good, yeah? And in 2 seconds, people pick, they make their own, they build up their own opinion of something without even being present in the moment. And then they think they can basically paint you with a brush and wipe away everything you've done because of the opinion they have. And it's like, I'm not discouraging or saying anyone's opinion's invalid, but I'm just saying, fuck yeah. You know what I mean? I work for this. I was born on my own. I'll die on my own. I've never faked anything. I've never lied about anything. I've always been myself. And if you, like, can take away someone just trying to boost people up and lift them up for 2 seconds of something that isn't them, and you build a whole, fuck you, innit? Fuck all them people. I was born on my own, I'll die on my own. The only people that know me and can tell me anything about myself is the people closest to me, and they know what I am. So that's all that ever matters. Like, you can't get to know someone through seeing them on the internet, because everyone just posts the best parts of their life. They only show the good. They never show you the bad or what they're really feeling or who they really are. Whereas I've always tried to show people the good, the bad, the ugly, everything, and give them the real. So, that's what it's about. It's about, fuck this. This can't hold me down because I'm not, this isn't me. You can't tell me who I am when I know I'm sure of it. So, yeah. And this is the thing, like, you're not supposed to, in the world, you're not supposed to see, like, this is the thing with social media. You're not supposed to see how many people react negatively to something. You're not meant to see how many people have opinions of positivity. Like, it's nice to see it, you know what I mean? Like, the good and the bad. But it's like, you're not meant to see, like, be it the one who's creating or the one with the opinion. Like, so that's why there's people just on the internet now, literally just tearing people down, saying, oh, this person's ugly, da 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 da. Like, shame, body shaming women, doing this, doing that. Like, all these things, like usually, like 10 years ago, it would have been thoughts that people had in their head and they said amongst their little group of friends and that's where it ends. But when it's like targeting people constantly. So be it not, I'm not even talking about myself. I'm talking about when people are writing on people's like pages, just negative stuff. There's like a footballer, Phil Jones, and I don't follow his career particularly, but he's made like a few mistakes, be it at Manchester United or whatever. So now he don't even go on the internet or post anything or show his like how he's moving forward or how he's growing because of how people are on his page, because how people are trying to, and I'm like, this shit's bullshit. And especially when it's people that have nothing else going on in their life, all they do is sit behind the computer and type negative things about people because I don't know if it makes them feel better about their shitty life, or I don't understand how you could feel good by bringing someone else down. If you have something to say or an opinion, back it with a way they're wrong and try and show them a different way rather than trying to hurt them, like mentally. Because most of these people on the internet saying this shit, they won't say it. They won't say it. They don't stand. They're not an advocate for change. They're not an advocate for these things. There's the fair few that are, but they have like a valid response to things. Whereas some people just act out of anger, and this is what's wrong.
Slow Ties andra album Tyrone intog plats nummer ett på albumlistan i England. Och jag måste säga att albumet tycker jag att det är jättebra. Och innehåller låtar som har varit lite svårare att spela in. Som till exempel det här korta spåret What och sen den låt som heter Feel Away. Och emellan så är det svårt att få sagt något helt enkelt. Och när man spelar in det så känns det äntligen som att man fått lugn. Det är en svår grej att behandla för en själv. Men sen när man har fått det nedskrivet och inspelat så känns det som att en tung vikt tagits liksom bort från ens axlar. En av låtarna på albumet heter Cancelled och cancelkulturen så att Slow Tie ganska mycket att säga om. Han fick själv åtminstone delvis den stämpeln ett tag sedan då han var lite full på en prisgala. Han hade sagt lite dumheter hitåt och ditåt. Och han tycker själv att det är liksom att det är inte bra helt enkelt att människor sitter hemma och bara skriver saker på nätet om andra. Och nu snackar han inte liksom enbart om sig själv, att shit han får. Utan sånt han läser helt enkelt, att människor helt enkelt skäller ut andras utseende och kallar andra dumma saker och sånt här. Och så tycker han inte sen att någon som sitter hemma som är missnöjd med sitt egna liv tar rättigheten och då cancelar någon som till exempel har jobbat upp sig i flera år.